Hello, and welcome to USMLE Connection, a podcast to keep you in the know about all things USMLE. My guests today are Dave Johnson, Senior Vice President for Assessment Services at Federation of State Medical Boards, and Michael Barone, Vice President of Licensure for National Board of Medical Examiners. Our topic today is INCUS and how the USMLE can best serve state licensing boards, students, and other stakeholders. Thank you for listening. So thank you so much, Michael and Dave, for coming on the podcast to talk today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So my first question for you is, who owns the USMLE program?
Well, Nicole, one thing I would like to emphasize is that the USMLE is a collaborative, co-owned program by the Federation of State Medical Boards and the National Board of Medical Examiners. When I talk about USMLE, I always emphasize program, recognizing or trying to emphasize that there are two very important organizations that have a stake in USMLE and are very mission-focused about USMLE.
Dave, how about from your perspective?
Well, Nicole, I would just share a brief piece of history for both organizations. Both organizations are national not-for-profits that date back over a century now. The Federation was created in 1912 as an association representing the interests and the priorities of the state medical boards of the United States, the body that actually licenses your physician in every jurisdiction. Similarly, a couple of years later, the National Board of Medical Examiners was created in 1915, and the National Board's reason for existence in many ways ties back to licensing, in that the intent of the NBME was to provide an assessment tool so that state medical boards could meet their statutory requirement for a licensing examination. And they were going to create one that would meet or exceed any of the eligibility criteria in play at that time by medical boards. And so the two organizations, in a way, have a history that is somewhat intertwined going back well over a century now.
That kind of leads me to the question of who creates the exam.
So it's a very collaborative approach to content development, to item and question writing that really represents folks in education, medical regulation, and state boards, and practicing physicians. There aren't people actually at the national board at the staff level, folks like myself, who create the exam. Prior to this role, I was a volunteer for the program for many years, and I have done a lot of content creation in that role. But now that I've switched over to the NBME staff, I haven't actually written a question.
Ah, do you miss it?
I do miss it, oddly enough. It's a fun process to and keeps you humble. When you're working in a committee with a group of like-minded physicians who are very, very focused on high-quality assessment, and they're not only physicians, they're also members of the public as well who serve on our committees, it is a process that really shows how we can get to the best assessment possible.
I love hearing all of the different groups that are involved in the creation of the test items. Mm-hmm. Who does the USMLE serve, and how can you balance the needs of both students and other stakeholders?
Well, Nicole, that's a good question. And I think what I would say in answering that is to remind people what the L in USMLE stands for, which is licensing. There is a statutory requirement in place in every jurisdiction in the United States that mandates that there needs to be some sort of independent assessment of a physician's knowledge prior to issuing a license. So the USMLE program serves first a licensing purpose, but also we recognize that there's this broader context within which USMLE exists and operates, which includes other stakeholders, particularly within medical education, both at the undergraduate and graduate level. So the collaboration that Mike was speaking about and the utilization of individuals coming from all of these various quarters, medical education, regulation, and the public, really helps give us insight in trying to balance some of those stakeholder perspectives and sometimes slightly different needs.
Great. So, Mike, I'd love it if you'd tell me a bit about INCUS.
We are convening a conference called INCUS. For the first time in the USMLE's history, even though scoring and score reporting has been discussed very carefully throughout the life of the program, for the first time now, we're gathering together all of these stakeholders to talk about ways that we can ease some of the pressures in what we refer to as the UME to GME transition. Right now, as most people know, medical school graduates, both internationally and domestically, if they plan to practice in the U.S., also want to train in the U.S. prior. So by train, I mean engage in a residency program. And USMLE is one of those measures that's looked at to assess the competitiveness or give a signal for whether or not a resident will thrive in a particular residency program. There are various views on this. Most people have very impassioned views about the use of a licensing exam in the educational space. And we have listened for many, many years. But what INCUS is allowing us to do is bring together all the stakeholders, a group of invitees who really are going to challenge us, who are going to ask us to look at different ways of doing things, or are going to engage in thought to and perhaps come to the conclusion that there are many, many changes that need to happen in that UME to GME transition system. So I'm very excited about meeting new people. It's going to be a great discussion.
Dave, what are you looking forward to as it relates to INCUS?
Well, I think for me, personally, one of the things that most intrigues me about this conference is the fact that because we are bringing in stakeholders with very different experiences and sometimes very different perspectives, I'll be anxious to see some of the interaction that takes place. Because oftentimes, for many of us, we tend to be somewhat cocooned in our respective communities, whether it's licensing, whether it's medical education, and we don't always necessarily hear a perspective from coming from a different quarter that might challenge us a little bit on some embedded assumptions we might have. So I'll be interested to see the interplay where we have folks coming from these different communities of education, regulation, some recent examinees as well, for example, all having a chance to talk about this issue and share from their respective perspectives, you know, what they think might be viable solutions going forward to try and improve this overall system that USMLE resides in.
And Nicole, if I could add to that, just to emphasize, Dave mentioned recent examinees. The USMLE program has a group of student and resident advisors that we meet with fairly frequently. We engage them over the long term. Some of those people are actually invited to the conference, but we've also invited some other students and residents to the conference. To speak about Dave's cocooning, I've been in many cocooned roles in my life over my career, and I think it's critical that we're talking to the people who are at the front lines of being assessed, being examined, to get their perspective as well. So I'm super excited to see the students and residents who come.
Well, that sounds like the next step in a long history of collaboration. Thank you both so much for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.